heartbeat of Bonito 88.0.
Exactly, 3:15 on a Tuesday, and you know when it's a Tuesday afternoon, it's Chatting with Chapman time. That's when we get to know a little bit more about what keeps the plumbing going. That's always a treat chatting with Barry Chapman. Thanks, the plumbing man. Boss. Nice to see you again, mate.
Always good being here, man.
I wanted to ask, and I sort of preempted this, pre-announced that we'd be chatting today, and it's a question that's come up a couple of times of late, because, you know, we keep hearing about the fact that we are in the La Nina phenomenon, which is a weather phenomenon that creates massive drought in parts of the world, like sub-Saharan Africa is supposedly going to experience, and it's already, you can see signs of it. A lot of the farmers are very concerned. We don't really feel it here on the coast as much, because we get the occasional splash like we've just had. But it's possible that we are going into another very dry period, and that means we'll be looking at ways to save water. And then the question that has been buzzing a little bit, and I wanted to ask you because you would know, if you want to save your bath water and shower water, I'm not going to obviously include toilet water in that, but you want to save the grey water, which is usable for watering the garden, and you want to divert that into a tank or something. I heard through the grapevine, it might just be apocryphal, but I wanted to ask you, that it's illegal to do that. Have you any knowledge, or what is your thought?
So I will investigate that further, but I haven't heard anything about it being illegal. What I do know is that all the soaps and everything inside that water eventually takes its toll on your grass and your garden.
Oh.
You do get grey water treatment plants specifically designed for houses to process that wastewater. And it's also imperative that water is cycled often, because if it stagnates, I mean, it's effluent, essentially. It's not as dirty as black water, but it's still grey water. So just a very basic grey water treatment plant, and then it chlorinates it a little bit to sterilize it, and then you can utilize it for repurposing vegetable garden grass, those kind of things.
It's interesting. I think, you know, I'm recycling hearsay here, but I think in certain municipalities, because they rely on a volume of water going down the pipes to keep everything moving, if you reduce that volume of water by hoarding a certain amount, apparently things start to block.
That is correct. So your sewer systems are designed to have a certain amount of flow to keep the solids flowing through them. To be completely honest, the amount of water that you're taking out of your showers and baths and basins, I don't really think is going to make the biggest effect. It obviously is going to impact it slightly. But I think most of the systems these days are designed to operate off of toilet flush.
Oh, really? So
workings.
That then leads us to the next question. I would have thought that a flush of the loo would be kind of minimal in terms of water usage, but clearly not.
So that is another point of discussion, because the more and more our toilets and everything get engineered as we're moving further and further forward, they are designed to flush with less and less water.
Ah.
So when I was over in Germany, I went to plumbing exhibition there to go and literally bring back new ideas and see how things are done over. It's the largest plumbing exhibition in the world. And they had a toilet there that flushed a very soiled pan away with 1.5 liters of water.
Wow. Now, in a water-scarce country like ours, surely that would be something to investigate.
That's exactly where the problem comes in, is our sewer system, as you've just brought up, our sewer system wouldn't be able to cope with such a small amount of water. So that's why we sit around the 5-6 liter mark on a flush, on
that
a full
is
flush.
Really, though, quite iniquitous when you consider that's potable or potable water, that is drinking water, essentially, or drinkable water, pure purified, that's going straight down the loo. There would be a case for plumbing the grey water into the toilet, I would imagine. I don't know.
No, so there has been projects done, nothing really residential, more on the farms and stuff like that, where the guys have put up grey water treatment plants and they've pumped it back into the house to feed toilets specifically, because the guy had exactly the same opinion as you. Why take good old potable water that I've filtered nicely and stick it into a toilet and then flush it away into the ground? So yeah, 100% agree with you on that one.
Interesting that you mentioned that if you're using grey water for the garden, there's the level of chemicals that are in that water is bad for the garden. If one was going to go that route, I presume you could be a little bit more savvy in terms of the chemicals that you choose to use, because if you're using heavily astringent stuff, sure, that's going to kill the plants, but what is it doing to you? Whereas the more nature-friendly products must be gentle on the environment and much more gentle on the body.
Well, that's the same thing when we go down the same line with people that have septic tanks in their houses. You know, you have all those bleaches and bacteria 99% gone and all of those.
Yeah, the antibacterial soaps, which I believe are absolutely rubbish in terms of, well, you don't need them.
One, they're bad for you because they kill your good and bad bacteria on your body. And we actually need our good bacteria. But it does exactly the same thing to a septic tank. And wow. A septic tank is a living organism. It needs bacteria in it to process and everything. So all that bad stuff that we put into it, it kills it. So like there is design for households that are using septic tanks, they've got bacteria friendly or bacteria impregnated, good bacteria impregnated cleaning products, which are phenomenal. We're very lucky to have a local based company that manufactures this stuff. And I've literally seen it work in front of my face. It's amazing. You watch it over a period of a week on a specific area and you can see how it gradually gets cleaner and cleaner and cleaner.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. It's an interesting subject, and it continues to be an interesting subject. The fact that everyone that you can possibly think of in the modern epoch, in the modern world, in society that we live in, uses plumbing on a daily basis, often without giving a second thought to how it works, why it works, how to make it work better. And that's why we have this regular conversation with the plumbing boss from Chapman Plumbing. They are the drain specialists, the leak specialists, and the geezer specialists, and now becoming quite a radio specialist as well. Barry Chapman, we're back again in a week's time for more.
Thanks, Dave.
The afternoon show continues.